Dr. Stephen Henkel is the Associate Professor of Choral Music and Music Education at the University of Dayton. He also directs the Dayton Philharmonic Chorus. I'm David Crean with Arts Focus.
I am the director of the Dayton Philharmonic Chorus, and this is my third season with them. I believe I started in July of 2023.
This will be your third Messiah with the DPO?
That's correct.
How many times have you done it just in general in your career?
In my career, I've sang it once as a chorus member. I've sang certain parts of it. Actually, my first introduction to Handel was "For unto us a child is born" in high school. And that's where I learned about Handel. As far as like in its entirety, or at least a big chunk of it, I've sang it once. But this is my third time preparing the Messiah with the chorus.
This will be the first time with new music director Kitaro Harada, right?
That's right.
What's been different about this time versus the past couple of years?
Kay is very busy, and he is all over the place, you know, from Tokyo to Savannah. So the approach has been more of a trust in what I do. He has all my notes, and then if anything that he wants to change or think, then we start to have that discussion, which is, you know, different. Whereas Neil and I used to sit down a couple hours and go through everything. But I think as he and I get to know each other, Kay and I will get to know each other better. We'll have a more synergy in how that works. But I basically give him my markup score. Okay. So all my score markings, everything from, you know, diction and where we take breaths to dynamics, all the things. And then some of the things that I've also worked with Neil, so he can see that as well and what's been used and what hasn't and what he wants to change. So that's what I usually say.
And this is just the chamber chorus, right, performing?
This is the chamber choir, yes. So the Dayton Philharmonic Chamber Choir.
About how many people is that?
We have about 45.
How do you make it new for them every year, especially the ones that have done it for the last 35 years?
Whenever we come back, there are some things that are forgotten. So I have to go back and to try to bring those things back, and they catch on very quickly. I think the biggest thing is just really having that sense of expectation and standard. And I think that always makes it fresh and new. And the things that we're doing. And then from year to year, sometimes I may look at some things that can be done differently, like word painting and how we do some dynamics versus what we did last year and changing maybe some of those things. For example, when they talk about the sheep are going astray, we looked at that as more of a text painting and how we can decrescendo as giving that sense of the sheep are astray. They're running away mm-hmm. before Christ brings them back. So things like that, you know, we make some tweaks and things to kind of, I guess, make it fresh and new, but they just love performing it, so which is great.
I know Neil always made slightly different cuts each year. What is Kay doing as far as cuts?
I think this year Kay is keeping it pretty much the same as for this first year. Actually, he hasn't made any additional cuts. Everything has stayed the same. He might have added an additional chorus, I believe. But for the most part, he's kind of keeping it where it is the first year. And I think after that, he's going to assess and see if he wants to do something different.
What's your favorite part of Messiah, or favorite number or numbers?
His yoke is easy. That's probably...
That is the hardest chorus.
It is hard.
That is the hardest chorus for the basses. It's so exposed. It's
yes,
so exposed.
It is. I like that one, of course, because of just nostalgia, you know, with "For Unto Us a Child Is Born," because I learned that in high school. Of course, the Hallelujah Chorus is always just a tradition and a favorite, and it's fun. But Yoke is probably one of my favorite ones. Oh, they like sheep. So the piece that, you know, I was just talking about, that's a fun one as well. So it's going to be a great performance. You know, the choir is singing very well. We're actually a rehearsal ahead of schedule than what we were last year. So I mean, we're just super excited. You know, we have new singers in the chamber choir this year, which has brought new energy. But it's just a great tradition. It's a great place to bring your family to come and enjoy a historical work to really kick off the Christmas season.
What else does the DPO Chorus have coming up this season?
In March, we are doing the music of Harry Potter. So the chorus will be a part of that, which is exciting. In May, we're doing Mozart's Requiem.
If people are interested in joining the DPO Chorus, how do they go about doing that?
Well, if you come and see us and you really like what you see, you should come sing with us. But you go online and then you sign up for auditions. Auditions won't be until next May. But if you sign up, the chorus manager will get your information. And then when the information comes out, it'll be sent to you to where to come and when the audition and all those things. So hope that people can join us.
The Dayton Philharmonic performs Handel's Messiah December 16th at 7:30 at the Schuster Center. For more information and to purchase tickets, go to daytonperformingarts.org. I'm David Crean. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's Discover Classical.